More than 4 months after an election that he officially lost, leftist leader Andres Manuel López Obrador says he won, and yesterday he declared himself the legitimate president of Mexico. López Obrador told a crowd of tens of thousands in Mexico City that he will continue to battle against the president-elect. As NPR's Lourdes García Navarro reports, how much clout the former mayor of Mexico City will continue to have is debatable.
These are strange and unsettled times in Mexico. A revolt in the state of Oaxaca, a spiraling drug conflict, and now two presidents. Andrés Manuel López Obrador swore himself in as the, quote, legitimate president of Mexico yesterday in a ceremony on the Zócalo, the main square in Mexico City. Although it had no legal standing, the event was the symbolic equivalent of laying down the gauntlet to the president-elect Felipe Calderón, who won the July 2nd vote by less than 1%. López Obrador and his supporters have contended there was fraud, though the courts ruled to uphold the results. Dressed in a dark blue suit, on a stage swathed in red velvet and Mexican flags, López Obrador was presented with a presidential sash and took an oath of office, where he promised to act in the national best interest.
The main aim of this legitimate government will be to protect the rights of the people, to defend the patrimony of all Mexicans, and the national sovereignty.
Helping López Obrador will be a cabinet.
Gustavo Iruegas, Secretario de Relaciones Internacionales.
Most of the ministers will shadow real departments like foreign relations and health. Others, like the Minister for Honesty and Austerity, have more amorphous portfolios. López Obrador also set out a 20-point plan that will include addressing immigration, the Oaxacan conflict, price gouging for services like electricity and cell phone use, and media monopolies, among other issues in the ambitious agenda. To fund his so-called government, he will not be collecting taxes, but says his movement will survive through donations. Retired teacher Juan Gomez says he believes López Obrador will call the conservative Calderón government to account.
He will be a very close observer of the actions of Felipe Calderón. He will be a watchman, and we will be supporting him along with his cabinet, and we will all be watching.
The event had the pomp of a real inauguration, complete with seated guests and a fireworks display. But there were fewer people there than at the record-setting events over the summer. A recent poll in the conservative newspaper Reforma that has been opposed to López Obrador showed his support waning, with only 19% backing his move to call himself president. Yesterday, he sought to reinvigorate his supporters.
Let's not give room to discouragement. Our hope is this collective action that will create what is needed, what is still pending. It is in our reach to make real and profound change.
But even as his supporters were cheering in the square, one didn't have to go very far to find a different view. In a small alleyway off the Zócalo, stores selling seasonal decorations were closing down for the evening. Inside one of them was 38-year-old shop assistant Arturo Pacheco.
For me, it's ridiculous, simply ridiculous, what this man has done today. The man is ill. We already have a designated president.
López Obrador has called for another protest to take place on December 1st, the very day that Felipe Calderón will be officially inaugurated. While some of López Obrador's party representatives in Congress have tried to separate themselves from his combative tactics, others say they will try and block Calderón from taking office. The even more radical elements of the party hope to make Mexico simply ungovernable until Calderón resigns. The big question, of course, is how much momentum López Obrador can maintain. He's a man that many have tried to write off before. One thing is certain, though. Before it even began, Calderón's honeymoon period is already over. Lourdes García Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.